Module 6. Don't be afraid. A. Reading. Exercise 2B, page 87.
Arachnophobia. What happens when you see a spider? Does your hair stand on end? Do you scream and run away? If so, you're not alone. Fear of spiders, or arachnophobia, from the Greek words arachne, spider, and phobos, fear, is one of the most common phobias that people suffer from, with about 50% of females and up to 25% of males feeling afraid of our eight-legged friends. About 3% of people avoid spiders at all costs, refusing to enter a room until it has been checked for arachnids, and blocking plug holes so that they can't crawl up them. Spiders have been hated for thousands of years, but like most phobias, arachnophobia is irrational. Although most spiders produce venom, fewer than 1% can harm humans. That's only 200 species out of about 42,000. Maybe it's a spider's ugly appearance that causes the fear, or because they often appear suddenly and startle people. Culture plays a part too. The Piaroa Indians in the Amazon rainforest aren't afraid of spiders at all. For them, grilled tarantula is a tasty and nutritious treat. Also in Cambodia, deep-fried spider is a popular street snack. Trying to see spiders like snacks, such as chocolate bars or donuts, whatever they enjoy the most, might help a person with arachnophobia. Remembering how helpful spiders are could reduce their fear too. They are perfect pest controllers, trapping and eating many creepy crawlies that we don't want in our homes and gardens. Creatures like mosquitoes, cockroaches, flies, and moths. If fear of spiders badly affects someone's life, they should try exposure therapy. Sufferers might start by looking at photographs of spiders. As they get more confident, they watch a video of a spider, and then meet the real thing. By the end of the treatment, they should even be able to hold a large tarantula in their hand. The aim is for people to get used to spiders and see that there is nothing to fear. So you see, there is hope if you are terrified of spiders. You don't have to shake and sweat the next time something scuttles under the sofa.